Well, this morning we're visiting on the phone with Dave Gammel. He is helping to once again sponsor the Southwest Iowa Car Cruise this year. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
This was originally scheduled to be last week, but moved ahead now to this weekend. Some weather issues?
Yes, yeah. We had a rain date for the next Sunday, so we're going with it.
Well, and we all remember what happened this past Sunday, so that was probably a good call.
Scary.
Not that much fun out there in the snow. So,
no.
Yeah, and this week looks a lot better this weekend,
sure
too,
does.
Weather-wise. Hey, give us a little bit of the backstory again. This is the second time you've done this. Talk to folks about why you started this in the first place.
Okay. Well, Jim, we did it last year, and it was kind of just to say goodbye to a very good friend of mine, Howard Rush. And he's at a museum north of Grizzle for quite a few years, and I was kind of the caretaker and did all the work, and just a really, really close guy. So we had a little cruise we set up to meet at the museum to just say goodbye and take it all in, and we left Corning and ended up in Grizzle, and then from Grizzle we went on up to Atlantic and had supper and met out to Walmart and gave away prizes and then headed back to Corning, and that was kind of the end of the cruise. And I got a lot of good input that everybody liked it and everything and said, gosh, we ought to do it again. And so I came up this year with another cruise, Jim, and it's a little bit longer.
It looked like that, too. Did you have good, you said good response from last year. Did you have good participation?
Yeah, it was a kind of a real short notice type deal, and we had anywhere from 50 to 60 cars that showed up. So we were very happy and very pleased. I can remember just one thing. It was really windy that day. It was a real windy day, but a lot of good turnout and just a lot of fun. It's just another way of showing off your ride.
You bet. Well, we have some pretty active car clubs here in the area, and if you can get them involved, that pretty much ensures success, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we really only ones I really know anymore in this area is three, and that's the Southwest Cruisers out of Corning and the Classy Chassis Car Club out of Red Oak. And then we have the Pieces and Dreams Car Club out of Griswold, and that's the three that we kind of concentrate on.
Yeah. Have they helped you kind of put this together then?
Well, no, and it isn't because they didn't want to. I didn't ask. I'd just done this all myself, spent a lot of time on it trying to make it nice so we can enjoy it. And we'll, again, have a little questionnaire again this year. What can we do to make it better? What did you like? What didn't you like? So we can kind of keep growing with it.
You bet. Well, you mentioned up front that this one's a little bit longer. It's a great time of the year if you like the colors of the fall to be out doing a little cruise in some areas. And it looks like you've hit some of the neat areas to see.
We set down to make it better, and it got to where we wanted to take in so much that it ended up being about 269 miles long. But we run an itinerary and everything to where anybody can get on at any time of the day. And so it's hopefully it will grow as we keep going.
Yeah, because it's not required to ride the entire thing. You can do whatever you feel comfortable with.
Absolutely. And there's no charge or anything, Jim. It's just another thing that I hadn't really participated in. I showed cars and pickups for years and still do shows and everything, but this is just something new for me, and I'm trying to I guess spread the word.
You bet. Give us some of the highlights of the trip.
Well, we're going to of course start at Corning again this year, and we're going to stop our first stop in Atlantic. We really like Atlantic, and we're going to stop in there at Walmart and wait about 10 minutes, and we're going to pick up whoever and whatever comes our way in the Walmart parking lot. And then we're going to take off and go up north and go to Hamlin and turn at Hamlin and go on over west to Harlan. And we're going to park on the square in Harlan and show the rides, kind of turn it into a old 20, 30, 40-minute car show. And the reason we're doing that, Jim, is we're going to go over to Norma Jean's restaurant in Panama to eat. She has worked well with me on this. We're going to split up, hopefully have to split it, because she can only hold about 75 in her restaurant. And we're just going to have a little show and send half out of Harlan right away and wait about 20 minutes and send the other half. And then the first half that will be in Panama eating will go to Woodbine and park on Main Street and show their ride, and then we'll follow up with the second group. And we did this because, we want to make everything we can local and make it exciting. And Norma Jean's restaurant in Panama is a real neat restaurant. It has Marilyn Monroe memorabilia and Coca-Cola memorabilia in it, and she's an excellent cook. So we're all going to eat there, go to Woodbine, regroup, and then we're going to head up into the Lost Hills and venture through that, go through Pisgah, come back down into back down into the Missouri Valley, and then head over to BB Town, and we'll take BB Town to the interstate. And I jokingly all have always said that we'll get on the interstate, and I guess the ones that want to blow it out can blow it out, but they can cruise however they want. But we're all going to turn off at Walnut, and then we'll head down to Griswold, and we're going to stop in Griswold at the high school parking lot, and there we're going to give away a lot of prizes. We have a lot of sponsorship prizes. We've got probably about $1,000 worth of stuff to give away to these cruisers. And then from there, we're going to drive past the nursing home in Griswold and wave at the people in the care center. We're going to do the old-fashioned scoop the loop, which we did years ago when we were in high school in Griswold. We'll just scoop Main Street, head back down south on 48, and stop in Red Oak for about a 10-15 minute rest, and then we'll pick up and go back home to Corning where we started it and call it a good day.
Well, that is one good day. That's a lot of trip.
It is, but I think we can do it. We got an itinerary, Jim, and we're starting at 9 in the morning, and I've got the finishing time back at Corning at 4:45. That leaves plenty of time to get everybody's pretty ride back home and put away before the deer come out.
Well, that's not too bad at all.
No. So we'll probably not stay on schedule too much, but we're going to try and run with it.
That's all right. You've given yourself a little bit of a buffer there, too. So,
well, you know, when you have a ride like this, and like you said, you know, anybody can get on it when they want. You about got to have an itinerary so they know roughly when they can get on.
That's true.
So that's the reason, and we're going to stay with it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You get a lot of everything when it comes to the type of cars?
Well, you know, it's new to me, Jim, so I think we will. I think by having it this Sunday instead of last Sunday, even if it hadn't have snowed, it was so cold that we were going to take the motorcycles Kerr out of that option because it was just too cold. But I think the weather's going to be right around 60 Sunday, and I think it will bring back the motorcycles because there's people that like to cruise on motorcycles. We open it up to anything that has wheels and that is licensed for the highway.
Oh, very good. So is there any registration or anything folks need to do ahead of time?
No, there's not. There's no registration at all. The people that come and join us, we will give them a ticket, and that's only for the drawing. Everybody has to have a ticket to try and win something. And there is no charge. The only charge we have is the dinner meal. I call it dinner. I'm still old-fashioned. But the dinner meal at Norma Jean's, that's for everybody, and it's just one dinner, and that is a pulled pork sandwich with baked beans, coleslaw, chips, and a cookie or bar for $9, including tax. So that's a good thing for us. We can keep everybody together and keep rolling.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot planned out there, Dave. You've put a lot of effort into this. I hope you sure get a good crowd. Like we said, the weather should be pretty decent here this weekend, so hopefully you'll get a lot of folks.
I hope you guys bring us a good weather forecast. I think it will be, and the colors are a little late this year. Due to, you know, so much moisture and nice weather, to where I think it's going to be prettier this Sunday than it would have been last Sunday, even if it wasn't with the rain and the snow mixed. They're a little late turning this year.
Yeah, and I think you're right with the little bit of warmer weather and sunshine now this week. Yeah, this weekend should be really pretty if you really like to do a little head turning.
I hope it is. I think it will be.
Well, very good. Well, we hope you have a great crowd again this year and a great time. And, I'd love to see the looks on some of the faces as you drive by down the highway with a line of cars like this.
Well, we'll send you some pictures. and that way you can kind of get in on what it was like. And I actually just, you know, this is just, like I say, this is just my second year. I'm still considered a rookie. But I'm really looking close and hard at this. And I think it's just another way of showing off your ride. One gentleman said, a car cruise is just a continuous rolling car show.
That's right.
And I think that's about as easy as you can explain it.
You bet. So any money that might be raised through any donations that folks might want to give would go back into doing this again next year?
Well, you know, that's something that we talked about, my wife and I, Deb. Right now, we've asked a lot of help from the sponsors, and they've really came through and helped. But if I did something, I was debating, and I know there's a lot of work to get this done and stuff. But we had talked about, like, if we had a donation and could raise like enough money to give a student in the Southwest Iowa area, maybe even a $500 scholarship to help him further his education in mechanics. That's the way I look at it, through the mechanics or through the body shop that has to do with what we are doing as a car crews, and that is showing off our ride. And we have kicked that around, and we'll talk about that this year at the car show with the public to see if they would be interested in doing something like that. And if we do, then we'd be getting into a registration-type deal to where we can kind of make this a goal to meet.
Very good. Well, great idea. There aren't a lot of scholarship opportunities out there for students who are looking for some of those kind of technical opportunities.
Well, yeah, we need them. You know, a trade school is so important anymore because they've proven that college is great for people that need it, but not everybody's college. And the trade schools are out there, but they still cost, like you say. And we're bouncing around, and I think that's something we're going to really try and work hard towards.
Good ideas. Very good. Well, Dave, again, best of luck this weekend. Hope the weather's great. You have a good time and a great crowd. Thanks so much for your time here today.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Jim. You take care, and we'll see what we can do this Sunday.